what has been a wild evening here at the Class 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament in Hutchinson. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Temin with you one final time, our fifth consecutive match. And how about the two teams we're here covering, Royal Valley and Nemaha Central? Let's dive into the standings of this pool, because things could get real interesting down the stretch. So Halstead just knocked out Nemaha Central, so Halstead into tomorrow. They have a 2-1 a 2-0 record. Nemaha Central at 1-1, Beloit also at 1-1, and Royal Valley is 0-2. Now we could get a potential three-way tie. Let's say Nemaha Central wins, and then Beloit beats Halstead. Then you're going to have three 2-1 teams. That could potentially be in line, but again, tiebreakers would come into play and favor Nemaha Central because they would have the head-to-head against Beloit. Now, if Royal Valley wins, that would put Nemaha Central in a much more difficult spot, as that would drop the Thunder to 1-2. And then if Beloit were to beat Halstead, then Nemaha Central and Royal Valley would both be out. So, again, a lot to still be decided, but excited to bring you a Big East League showdown here at the 3A State Tournament in Hutchinson. Nemaha Central won the two regular season matchups against Royal Valley. Straight sets across the board, and the Panthers, after a little bit of a break, now gets a ready-to-go Nemaha Central team that, I don't know how to say it, but unfortunate what happened to them in that second set against Halstead. Ultimately, the Dragons would win it 25-23, but we will move on from that. Here we go. Both teams in the purple tops. Royal Valley will hit left to right. Thunder from right to left. A win for Nemaha Central would do wonders to get in tomorrow. Here's Honeyman on a kill. Dug up by Stidham. Now tapped down by Mills. Deflected, though, by Henry. And Henry able to get the first point of the match here for Nemaha Central. They jump out to the 1-0 lead. Here is the serve by Dollinghouse. Back line, Klotz sending it over. Now Dollinghouse holds out. Henry again, batted at the top of the net, back to the side of the Thunder. Now Honeyman gets a touch. A diving effort by Mills. Klotz running way out of line to go get that one and get it back into play. Nicely done by Samantha Klotz. Here's Honeyman again through the arms of Stidham, and the Thunder take a 2-0 lead. Back to serve, Cammy Dollinghouse. And sends it across. Miller goes down to get it. Here's Mills, not much behind it. Garrity goes down to get that one. Now it's mishit by Holthouse, and we get a lift call against Nemaha Central. So the first point to Royal Valley, now 2-1. And a serve opportunity here for Kiwa Miller. And good to see her back out there. She got hurt in the first set in their first match against Halstead. Ultimately came back later in the match, but certainly wasn't quite 100%. As Klotz able to get one here to tie it up at 2 apiece, but again, looks much more crisp and a little bit more healthy. And they were looking maybe down high ankle-ish area left side. I am no doctor, don't listen to me. Just what we see, but good to see her back out there. Miller the serve, and that's going to be an ace. And Royal Valley, three straight, take a 3-2 lead here in this opening set against Nemaha Central. Thunder went 9-1 in Big East League play. Royal Valley at 7-3. Panthers 32-12, their overall record. After the loss for Nemaha Central, they are 40-6. Panthers have it on the attack. They push it far side. Klotz gets a look through the arms of the defense of Henry and Holthouse, and now four straight for Royal Valley. And they double up the Thunder here in the opening set, 4-2. And Miller continues to serve. Third time these two teams have met in 2024. Nemaha Central won the first two in the regular season. Now a late jump by Henry. And that's going to be a point for Klotz. 5-2 Royal Valley. Jumping out here. Five straight after trailing 2-0 early. So Miller has an opportunity here. Keep this run alive for Royal Valley. Building out an early lead right to Honeyman. Holthouse back to Honeyman. Little finesse. Beautifully done. But they call it violation. They call it double hits on Honeyman, and that's a point for Royal Valley, and Nemaha Central has to take a timeout. Panthers, six straight. They lead the Thunder 6-2 here in set number one. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Travel by Hanna offers personalized vacation planning to make your dream getaway a reality. Whether you're seeking a tropical escape, a European adventure, or a family-friendly trip, Hanna provides expert guidance and tailored itineraries. From flights and accommodations to activities and dining, she can handle every detail for a stress-free experience for you and your family. Let Travel by Hanna create unforgettable memories for you. Contact her today by phone call or text 785-213-1371 to let Hanna start planning your perfect vacation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, after the Thunder jumped out to an early 2-0 advantage here in this opening set against Royal Valley, Panthers have clawed back six straight and lead it now 6-2. Nemaha Central having to use a timeout out of it. And Miller continuing to serve here for Royal Valley. The 8-seed Panthers against the 5-seed Thunder here in this tournament in Hutchinson this weekend. And there's a kill shot out of the timeout. Much needed for Nemaha Central. It's Honeyman who delivers. And now it's 6-3 Royal Valley. Sudbeck back in. Henry back to serve. Rotation on both sides. Both rocking the purple uni tops here in this matchup. Here's the serve for Nemaha Central. Batted up into the air by Miller. Pushed to the front of the net. Now Klotz underhanding it from dang near under the net. And they do blow it dead and say Klotz was under the net. Even though incredible to still get that one back up and over. But Nemaha Central back-to-back after the timeout, now trailing 6-4. As Henry continues to serve. Sends it across to Miller. Set up Blackwood. Klotz defended well, but Klotz got enough muscle behind it to get it through the Nemaha Central defense. And Royal Valley lead now 7-4. Here's Mills, 6-foot sophomore, 91 serve percentage behind the line to send it across from left to right. Does so just that to Dollinghouse. Now Holthouse a chance. Tapped across by Honeyman, and Sudbeck was there too, but Honeyman said, I'm good. I'll take that one. 7-5. Nemaha Central down by two. They've scored three of the last four since that timeout. Now a serve opportunity here for Honeyman. Directing traffic to the teammates in front of her. Middle of the floor, sends it across. Here is Blackwood, far side. Klotz gets a look, batted down. Good defense by Sudbeck. And now Jim gets batted down by Sudbeck again. It's at the top of the net, now on the side of NC. Here's Garrity, front left. Off the top of the net, good job by Blackwood. Now Klotz gets a look and delivers on that look. Big time kill for Samantha Klotz. And it's 8-5. In favor of Royal Valley here in this opening set. This is Stidham, a libero for Royal Valley in the white jersey, wearing jersey number 31. One of my best friend's favorite numbers was 31. Appreciate that. Here's Mills keeping it high into the air. Blackwood puts it back into play, and then Stidham on a free ball gets it over. Dollinghouse backside Sudbeck, and she goes into the net. Good set. Not the quality finish you're looking for, and it's now 9-5 Royal Valley. And things could get real interesting, potentially, in these standings in this pool if a couple of things happen here in these last two matches, one of it being Royal Valley wins this match. Here's Garrity. Nicely done. She taps it over the defense. Little finesse makes it 9-6. So, again, Halstead 2-0. Nemaha Central and Beloit both 1-1. And then Royal Valley sitting here at 0-2, but Beloit still has to play Halstead. There could be multiple tiebreakers involved here. Klotz gets a look. Back to the basket. Garrity keeps it alive and now slams it down right past Miller. Nicely done by Reagan Garrity, and it's now 9-7. Back-to-back points for Nemaha Central. Now serving Hallie Holthouse, 5'7", senior. Back line sends it over, right to Stidham. Blackwood, Klotz again near side, right into the hands of Holthouse, over to Honeyman. Garrity taps it back across. Mills got a touch. Now Klotz, now Miller gets it back over. Nemaha Central settles. Sudbeck, good look, but mishit it. And she said, my bad. Had a good look, right front and center, top of the net. And just misfired left side of her hand and out of play. So 10-7 Royal Valley. here in this opening set. As now Klotz is back to serve. Central Missouri commit, sends it across. Holthaus backside press. Garrity, nice little tap shot. Klotz scrambling, and Miller able to get it over on a third try. Here's Holthaus to Dollinghouse. To the back left corner, Stidham was there. Now Klotz pushing it back up front, and Miller sends it over. Holthaus tapped by Garrity, and she short-armed that one heavily. 11-7, Royal Valley. Good start here for the Panthers after they had a couple of tough losses in their first two matches. Nemaha Central off the loss to Halstead, sitting at 1-1. Klotz getting it from Dollinghouse. Now Miller gets a look, deflected, out of play. And that is, I believe, a point for Nemaha Central. And we get the confirmation it will be a Thunder point. I guess the original thought it was deflected, but it was not. Thunder get the serve back, trailing 11-8. Sudbeck the serve. Spins it up high and swings it through, and it's an ace. And diving Mills couldn't get there in time, and it's now 11-9. Back-to-back points for NC. They've scored four of the last six. Sudbeck will try it again. And sends it over high from right to left. Klotz swinging around to keep that one alive. Now Miller leaning back, and she drills one home. Kiwa Miller, 434 kills, second on the team coming into this tournament, adds one there. It's now 12-9 in favor of Royal Valley. Here's the serve by the Panthers. Honeyman gets it up. Here's Henry an opportunity and taps it down in an opening. Beautiful finesse tip with the right hand by Allie Henry right in front of Truly Jim. And it's now 12-10. The lead is 2 for Royal Valley. Now the turn for Reagan Garrity here to serve. Right to left it goes. Klotz back middle. Front right to front left. Miller defended well by NC. Now Blackwood tries Miller again, leaning back. She missed hit that one. And Nemaha Central back to within one here. It is 12-11. As Garrity continues to serve. And she sends it across. Stidham was there, pushes it up to Blackwood. Now they set up Mills, defended by Honeyman. They celebrated a little too soon, and Royal Valley got it back over. Honeyman tries again, tipped up in the air by Mills. The Stidham, back row, free ball underhanded over. Amis, Holthaus, Henry taps it down. So the premature celebration there didn't hurt Nemaha Central. And they do get that point, and they tie it up at 12 apiece. Three straight, five of the last six, and seven of the last ten have gone to the Thunder. And right when I say that, Garrity, with a service air, hit it too strong. Royal Valley retakes the lead at 13-12. Honeyman, Henry, and Holthaus on the front lines. Dollinghouse, Garrity, and Hamas on the back line for NC. We're serving it. Here's Honeyman, left side, yes. Back left corner it goes, and we're deadlocked again, 13-13. Now it's the turn for Cammie Dollinghouse. She has been an athlete of the week of ours in years past. Incredible career for Nemaha Central. Noctonic pushing it over, and she just totally nearly whipped that one off the left side of her hand. Hadn't played much here today. Carson Noctonic, 5'10 junior. Nemaha Central takes the lead, 14-13, timeout Royal Valley. Well, you heard the score there, set one. State tournament action between two Big East League teams. We're back in 30 seconds right here on KMZA.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Brian and Carol Bell with Bell Plumbing are proud to support local student athletes and the local communities. Bell Plumbing has been your local source for all your plumbing needs since 1968. Family owned and family operated. That's Bell Plumbing, located in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Royal Valley, they jumped out to an early 6-2 lead here on Nemaha Central in set number one of this state tournament matchup in Hutchinson. But since then, Nemaha Central has controlled the pace. They have scored five of six. 7 of the last 9. Nemaha Central leading now 14-13 here in this opening set. A lot can still be decided in this pool between these two and also Halstead and Beloit. We'll talk about it as we continue. And there's another miss hit by Royal Valley and another point for Nemaha Central. Again, Halstead at 2-0. Beloit and the Thunder sitting here at 1-1. Royal Valley in this matchup at 0-2. Again, Halstead plays Beloit in the final matchup here after this one. So there are a lot of situations and things that can happen here. And the Panthers thought it was tipped by Nemaha Central. Mills pleading the case. They don't get the call, and it's now 16-13. And Nemaha Central on a run here, 4 straight and 7 of the last 8. Dollinghouse to serve. Miller gets it back from Blackwood, and that one is in. Buried in the back right corner, needed there for the Panthers. They're back to within 2. It is 16-14. Now serving is Miller, 6-foot freshman. Team leader in aces this year, 86 ace percentage for her. Or serve percentage, I should say. That would have been a wild stat, ace percentage at 86. But here's a set and spike for Klotz, and she delivered that big point. Back-to-back for RV, and the Panthers now trail Nemaha Central 16-15. Out of the timeout, Royal Valley, a little extra pep in the step. Couple of points here. There's a service error by Miller. Sent it a little bit too strong into the right. 17-15, Nemaha Central, set number one. Big East League teams here in the state championship tournament. Opportunity here now serving is Allie Henry. About 4 feet behind the line, takes a couple steps, sends it across. Did a miss, hit it, and it's an ace. 18-15, Thunder. Garrity is out. Henry back to serve. Thomas in as well. Sudbeck, Holthouse, Honeyman also on the front lines with Dollinghouse as well. Here's Miller receiving the serve over the clock. High in the air. Free ball across sent by Miller. Here's Holthouse wanting to set up Sudbeck. Defended well and deflected down by the duo of Klotz and Mills for the point for Royal Valley. 18-16, Thunder by a deuce. And now back to serve is Mills, 6-foot sophomore, 91 serve percentage on the year. Gets that one across with ease. Holthouse, middle of the floor, tap, finesse, points, Honeyman. 19-16, Thunder. Thomas is out. Honeyman back to serve. Sudbeck, Holthouse, Garrity on the front lines. Henry and Dollinghouse, the back row with Honeyman who serves. Sends it across from right to left. A near ace, but Noctonic able to keep it alive. And Jim sends it across. Here's a set. Garrity, finesse, tapped into the air. Good job by Jim once again. Now Miller from the back row. Hammered it, but too strong. 4 of 5. Have gone to NC here, and the Thunder lead now 20-16 in this opening set. Of course, there was a third Big East League team here in the morning session, but the Holton Wildcats went 0-3 in what was a very challenging pool. As Klotz gets a point back for the Panthers to make it 20-17. And Holton was competitive in all 3 of their matches. And they did take the 2-time champs and Bishop Miege the distance to a third set. So shout out again to the Wildcats of Holton. Back to the state tournament. Second straight year. First time they've done that in school history. Here's Garrity. Diving effort by Stidham to keep that one alive. And now Honeyman sets up Sudbeck. Taps it down. Nicely done. Boy, Stidham had a great dig to keep that one alive. But ultimately, Sudbeck the point. And it's 21-17, Nemaha Central. Holthouse back to serve. Her serve percentage at 95.3. Sends it across. Miller, Blackwood, over to Jim. Tipped in the air by Sudbeck. Nemaha Central gathering. Now Dollinghouse gets a chance. Has to punch it across to Stidham. And now Klotz buries one down just inside the line. A lot of dip to that one. And it's 21-18. Royal Valley down 3. And Klotz now earning that point and will earn the serve for Royal Valley. Lifts and fires. Thomas up front. Holthaus backside. Garrity spike deflected off Miller's hands and out of play. Point Garrity in Nemaha Central. Lead 22-18 in favor of the Thunder. Now it's Sudbeck's turn to go back and serve. 5'7 senior, fantastic career. Second on the team in kills. Leads the team in kill percentage. Leads the team in solo blocks and total blocks. Pushed across. Here's Miller leaning back, firing, diving effort by Honeyman. Now Dollinghaus a chance to rebound. Tipped up in the air. Good job by Blackwood this time for Royal Valley. Miller again. Taps it with the right hand. Going in the wrong direction. Back into play. And on over it goes by Honeyman. Nicely done across the board. Now back center row spike by Klotz, and she airmailed it. Boy, Sunbeck and Honeyman saving that point. And then Klotz misfired on that one. It's 23-18. Timeout on the floor. Nemaha Central closing in on a set one win. A timeout by the Panthers. Thunder lead at 23-18. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central trying to close out a set one win here against Royal Valley. Two Big East League teams here in the 3A state volleyball tournament. Excited to bring it to you. And again, still a lot to be decided in this pool depending on how this matchup shapes out. And then there's still Halstead and Beloit coming up as well. So there is still a lot to be decided here. It depends how these last two matches end. We'll determine the two teams that head to the semifinals tomorrow. But right now, Royal Valley trailing here, 23-18, and now that is blasted. I almost caught it, but I couldn't get it. It was a lot of spin, and a point for Miller makes it 23-19. I really wish I would have caught that because I would have looked so much cooler. Thunder now on the receiving end of the Royal Valley serve. Jim sends it across. Holthaus chasing it down. Henry taps to the front of the net, and I think we get a lift call against Nemaha Central, and that is the call. The 23-20. Back-to-back points out of that timeout for Royal Valley. Truly Jim, 5'7 senior, sends it across left to right. Here's Holthaus, far side set. Garrity spike way too long, and it's 23-21. Timeout Nemaha Central. And Royal Valley fighting back. Another tight 30. Hang with us back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the blink of an eye, it goes from what looked to be a Nemaha Central closeout, but three straight points here for Royal Valley to get to within 23-21. And here we go. Closing out this first set. Here's Henry, who buries one home, and it's going to be set point for Nemaha Central. 24-21, emphatic out of the timeout for Allie Henry. Maybe her biggest kill shot of the tournament. Nemaha Central set point, 24-21. They send across the serve. Jim gets it up to Miller, who bats it over with the right hand. Here's Hamid. Dollinghouse, Honeyman, spike, Honeyman kill. Nemaha Central takes set one over a very familiar opponent in Royal Valley. 25-21 Thunder, set two action, coming your way next.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Rankus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rankuscattle.com. Rankus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Nemaha Central, they hold off a Royal Valley late surge. Thunder winning this first set against the Panthers, 25-21. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you. It's our fifth and final match. We have gone five straight here on KNZA, so if you've been listening the entire time, my goodness. It has been a wild ride. Still a lot to be determined in this pool, and Nemaha Central, if they hold on, will be good to go for the semifinals tomorrow because they'll go to 2-1, and then if even Beloit were to beat Halstead in the final matchup, Nemaha Central has the head-to-head as they beat Beloit in the first of our five matchups today. So all Nemaha Central needs to do is win, and they are in. 1 o'clock for that start time for the semifinals tomorrow. But if Royal Valley were to rebound and rally and take this thing and what would have to be three sets, things could get real interesting. Here's the set. Here's the spike and a point for Royal Valley right out the jump. They take the 1-0 advantage and Miller the kill. Left to right serve, here is Blackwood. Sends it across, Garrity the dig. Here's the set by Holthouse, the spike by Honeyman. Sit back up into the air. Now Dollinghouse chasing top of the net, but it doesn't get all the way back over. And the Panthers have a 2-0 lead. Well, Nemaha Central scored the first two in set one. Panthers came back with six straight after that. But again, Nemaha Central would ultimately win it 25-21. And they're going to say that's an ace. There was some miscommunication between the three officials here. But it did land in play for Blackwood, just a late call. Now it's 3-0 Royal Valley. Here in set two, a must-win for them. Blackwood the serve, Garrity down to get it. Holtow setting it up, Honeyman tipped up into the air. Good job, Mills second hit, not successful. So the Thunder on the board, 3-1 they trail. And set number two. Girard on the other side of the floor, looking to close out Frontenac, and they do in two sets. Here's Dollinghouse, spins it in the left, lifts, fires it through at the right. Miller on the back line, up to Blackwood, pushed across by Noctonic. Now Honeyman, Holthouse, back to Honeyman. Her spike is in there. Tipped the top of the net. It got Miller on her backside and then tried to throw her hand up and couldn't quite keep it alive. So back-to-back NC points. Thunder now trailing 3-2. Another opportunity to serve for Cammie Dollinghouse. Here she goes, sends it across. Stidham down to a knee to get it. Blackwood sets it up for Miller, middle of the floor. A lot of heat, but played well by Nemaha Central. Honeyman an opportunity, and she missed time to jump into the net. 4-2, Royal Valley. And another serve opportunity here for Kiwa Miller. He likes to serve it from the left side. Nearly got an ace, but got up into the air. Now Honeyman, another shot. Top of the net. Batted up into the air by Klotz. Now Mills taps it down. Garrity diving with the left hand to keep it alive, and Henry slaps it across on a third. Far side, Klotz, good look. Top of the net, batted around a couple of times again, and again, Dollinghouse saving it for Nemaha Central. They want Klotz again, and it is going to be a point for Klotz this time. It was deflected and out of play. A couple of good efforts by both sides on the back line, but Royal Valley's lead is now 5-2. Serve for Miller once again. Line drive, barely grazing the top of the net. They want Honeyman. Angled shot and still got it over. It was kind of awkward there. Now Klotz left to right. They want Honeyman again. There's the spike. Did she get it? She did. That was the wrong official to make that call, but couldn't tell from my angle, but yet it's now 5-3. Here is Henry to serve. 5-3 Royal Valley here in set two. Nemaha Central won the first set 25-21. Klotz again. Dollinghouse, a monstrous dig. Garrity chasing it down near side. And another great effort to clear that one over for Nemaha Central. Now miscommunication. And Klotz, Blackwood, and Mills all kind of running for it at the front of the net. And then they all back up at the same time. And it lands down for a Nemaha Central point. It's now 5-4. NC back-to-back. They're within one. Henry to serve it again. Here's Stidham. Blackwood sets it up for Mills. Leans it back left corner, and she delivers a kill. Nicely done by Dosdo Mills. 6-4, Royal Valley. Another serve coming up here for Miller. Sends it across. Holthouse backside, Honeyman taps, diving effort, Mills keeps it alive, and on a third try, and more miscommunication for Royal Valley. I swear, all six of them high into the air. It was right in the middle of the floor. They all converge, they all stop, and they all watch it hit the floor. And they all kind of throw their hands into the air, and it's now 6-5. Nemaha Central gets it up to Klotz. There's the spike, defended well by Sudbeck, out of play, and we're tied at 6 apiece. And I think we get a timeout by Royal Valley, and we do. So we'll step aside as well. Set two, and what is our final matchup here of the night? And it's Nemaha Central and Royal Valley deadlock. 6-6 here in set two, back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Brian and Carol Bell with Bell Plumbing are proud to support local student athletes and the local communities. Bell Plumbing has been your local source for all your plumbing needs since 1968. Family owned and family operated. That's Bell Plumbing, located in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, timeout called by Royal Valley. Nemaha Central, a little bit of juice to them. For the last five, the Thunder have scored. And after trailing 5-2 early in this second set, it's now a 6-6 tie. Thunder held off a late Panther surge in that first set. Thunder holding on for the 25-21 win, trying to go to 2-1 to close out pool play. And a win for Nemaha Central gets them into tomorrow. Here's Garrity. Dollinghouse right back to Garrity. Little finesse. Diving effort, though, into the net. Great effort, though, by Madison Blackwood. Just couldn't get it quite high enough to give her teammate an opportunity. And the Thunder have the lead at 7-6. It is the first lead here in this second set for the Thunder. There's the serve from right to left. Noctonic gets it high into the air. Now Klotz, a good look. Not much behind it. Dollinghouse, beautifully done on the sliding save. Now Garrity, far side to Mills. Blackwood saves it. And two players converge on it again. Boy, there's been multiple times here in this set where the Panthers have had just miscommunication across the board. That time it was Jim and Noctonic going for it at the same time. 8-6 Thunder. They have scored four straight, six of the last seven. They want to set it up for Klotz. Tipped into the air. Good job by Sudbeck. And now Sudbeck gets it back and puts it down. Good assist by Holthaus. Thunder on a little bit of a roll here. 9-6. They have scored 5 straight and 7 of the last 8. Now Honeyman's turn to serve it. Does so. Miller on the dig. Blackwood the set. Klotz the spike. Garrity the dig for Nemaha Central. Now Sudbeck back to the net. Gets it back over. They want Klotz again. Left side of the net. That time Honeyman saves it. Now Garrity taps it across. Diving save. Front of the net. Klotz getting it over. Honeyman a chance with it. Now taps across by Sudbeck. And no one home for Royal Valley on that point. Another couple of great efforts on both sides. Nemaha Central continues to build. They lead it now 10-6. Here's Honeyman to serve. Noctonic with the misfire. And the lead continues to grow, 11-6. We will see Ainsley Morrison, a senior for Royal Valley, check in for Noctonic. Here's Blackwood, far side. Klotz gets a look, deflected down. Sudbeck the point for Nemaha Central. It's 12-6. So Nemaha Central at one point trailed 3-0. They trailed 5-2. They then trailed 6-4. Now they lead 12-6. Here's Klotz. Very nicely done. Front left to front right on the opposite side of the net. And that stops the run. For Nemaha Central, it's now 12-7, and the Panthers get the serve back. It'll be the libero and Avery Stidham. Bounces it 3 times, spins it in the left, sends it over, and it's an ace. Nicely done for Avery Stidham. Back-to-back here for Royal Valley. It's 12-8. Thunder won the first set, 25-21. Thunder trying to secure a spot in tomorrow's semifinals, which will begin at 1 o'clock. Royal Valley could really make things interesting if they come back and win this one. There's Garrity, nicely done, though. Smiles across the board in the NC huddle, and it's now 13-8. And a stoppage of play. Official turning here to the scores table. And appears to be good to go. Holthaus to serve. Middle of the floor. Back middle it goes to Mills. Now Miller. Klotz pushing with 2 hands. Nemaha Central read that one all the way. Now Garrity front right. Not much behind that one, but still Miller had to dive for it. Now Klotz gets a look, and she delivers. 13-9. The Thunder lead by 4. A must-win set here for Royal Valley. Now Klotz will serve, sends it across. Thomas the dig, set by Holthaus. Now Dollinghouse, two-handed shove, but Klotz was right there, read it perfect. Now Miller, not much behind it, right to Honeyman. Backside set, Garrity, another tap shot. This time Panthers ready for it. Miller leaning back, gets it back over, miss hit by the Thunder. Sudbeck says my bad on that one. And it's 13-10, back-to-back points here for Royal Valley. They're within 3. And Klotz, another serve opportunity. Central Missouri commitment. And a near ace. But Thunder push it back over with Sudbeck. And Sudbeck wins the battle with Jim. But Miller right there behind her to keep it alive for Royal Valley. Holthaus backside. Garrity tap. Hit up by Miller. Now Klotz right back to Miller. Left side of the net. She gets it over. They want Dollinghouse here. Good look, but a good dig by Klotz. Now Miller's turn. Got it to go. Good exchange there by both teams, but that time it's Miller, and it gets Royal Valley to within 2. It is 13-11. They have scored 5 of the last 6. Best run here so far for Royal Valley in this second set. Thunder won the first set 25-21. And Klotz continuing to serve here. Sends it across, knuckleball styles. Here's Holthaus front middle, pushing it back right. Sudbeck spike right back into the hands of Allie Henry. Now Dollinghouse gets a chance at it, but right to Mills. Blackwood, far side, Miller, too strong, into the net. Again, probably a little bit too early on the jump, just by the way that one looked. 14-11, Nemaha Central. And Sudbeck's turn to serve. Left side of the line. Sends it back left. Clot spinning and keeping it alive. Now Jim gets an opportunity and puts one down for Royal Valley. Not a ton of heat behind it, but you put it in the right spot and you're going to find yourself a point. That's what Jim did. 14-12, Thunder by two. Now Jim, speaking of her, she is back to serve. She likes it middle of the floor. Sends it across back middle. Here's Holthaus. Henry a chance. Sent it too long. 14-13. Here come the Panthers. They have scored five of the last six and seven of the last nine. This was kind of the push they had late in that first set, but ultimately Nemaha Central held on. Here's Garrity. Good look. Did it land in there? It did. Front right to back right. Opposite side. 15-13 our score. Nemaha Central by two. Neodache and Hoisington getting ready for final match of the other pool play on the far side of the floor. Near ace for Nemaha Central it is. Nicely done there. For Garrity, makes it 16-13. Garrity looks over to the sidelines, eyes it up, tees it up, sends it across for ace number two in a row. Perfect spot in front of the toes of Samantha Klotz. And Nemaha Central getting these few points right back that Royal Valley was gathering. And it's back to four, 17-13. Another serve. Klotz ready for this one. Blackwood far side. Miller a chance. Tipped in the air. Good dig on the back line for Nemaha Central. Here's Honeyman a chance. Tipped. Royal Valley, good defense there. And now a free ball for Garrity. They get it over. Klotz, Blackwood, Mills, Spike. Right into Holthaus's hands. Now Dollinghouse pushing to Honeyman. Little tap. Another diving effort by Mills this time. Punched over by Miller. Correction, that was, should say Mills first off, and Mills ultimately getting the point for Royal Valley. 17-14, much needed there. They're back to within three. And we'll see Morrison back in for Royal Valley. And Blackwood back to serve. Serve percentage of 97 this season. That is efficient. And hits that number once again. But the dig is right to the net and still on top of the net. Honeyman gets a look and Honeyman gets a kill. Klotz was in that back left corner, took one step to her left, and Honeyman made her pay for that. 18-14. And it's going to be midnight before these matches get over. There's still one more on each side. This one's punched across. Holthaus saving. Dollinghouse. Now a free ball. Garrity. That's going to be a little bit out of play. So a miss hit there by Dollinghouse from Holthaus. And now it's 18-15. And subs across the board. Miller back to serve for Royal Valley. Thunder won the first set. 25-21. They lead set to 18-15. Holthaus having to chase one down. Henry angles it back over the line to keep it alive. Now Mills gets a great look, and she delivers front and center. 18-16, Panthers back to within two. And the serve once again for Miller. She likes that left side of the floor behind the lines and sends it back right for Nemaha Central. They gather it up for Honeyman, her spike and her kill. Off the hands, it ricocheted off Blackwood and way out of play. Nemaha Central gets one back, 19-16, their lead is three. And Henry back to serve for the Thunder. Spins it in the left and fires it through with the right. Stidham on the dig, didn't put it in a great spot, but free ball sent back across underhanded by Stidham. Here's Dollinghouse, Holthaus, Honeyman, taps down left hand, Mills is there. Now Klotz gets a good look here, well defended, but still fought it through the double team of Sudbeck and Holthaus, and Klotz earning the point. 19-17, Thunder by two again. And the serve now for Mills for Royal Valley. The record of 32-12 and the eighth seed in this tournament, Nemaha Central 40-6. Here's Sudbeck on a spike, dug up nicely on the back line for the Panthers. Now Klotz, a little casual punch. It nearly got down for a point, but now it's pushed back across by Sudbeck, but right into the net. And she slams the ball down in frustration. It actually bounced up and hit Morrison in the face. Don't think that was intentional. But Sudbeck, again, mad at herself for not getting a better shot over. It is a one-point set right now. 19-18, Nemaha Central. Royal Valley on a little bit of a run, trying to force a third. Here's Honeyman. Gets up, gets down. Ball flying towards the out-of-bounds line, and good job by Royal Valley to get this one back over. Honeyman another look, and it's tipped and out of play. So Honeyman, by the deflection, gets the point. And it gives Nemaha Central the two-point lead back, now 20-18. Garrity checks in. Sudbeck, Holthaus on the front lines. Behind him, you got Henry and Dollinghouse, and Honeyman set to serve. Sends it across. Here is Blackwood to Klotz, and that one is too long. Klotz, so much athleticism. Sometimes it could be an issue as far as how strong and powerful she is and how high she jumps. And got a little bit too much momentum behind it. And it's 21-18, Nemaha Central. Trying to close out a familiar opponent here in state. Now Blackwood struggling a little bit. Free ball. Does it get back across? Yes, it does. Holthaus pushing one across. A jumping left-handed save by Klotz. And now Klotz gets a chance on a third try to get it over. Here's Thomas. Now Garrity striking it down, but finesse Styles. Right over the double team, and it's now 22-18. Nemaha Central inching a little bit closer. Kind of where he was in the first set, and then the Panthers made it interesting. They have one little more push in them. Here's Blackwood after the serve. Klotz gets a good look. Batted up into the air. Dollinghouse runs off Honeyman there as they get it back over. Now they get Klotz again a good look, and that is a good kill. 22-19. Klotz adding one there for Royal Valley. And now the libero and Stidham will serve it up for the Panthers. Royal Valley lost both regular season matches to Nemaha Central. Now they're hooking up here in the state tournament. Here's Garrity. Taps it across. Stidham diving to a couple knees to get that one up in the air. Now Klotz back over. Batted up by Garrity. Now a third try. Garrity over with the right hand. Miller back line. Nobody there on that front left portion of the net. It was mishit by Miller. And now it is 23-19. Nemaha Central closing in on match point. And now it will be Holthaus to serve. Sends it across from right to left. Miller pushes it up in the air. Blackwood sets it up for Klotz. And she sends it over, but right to Holthaus. Now middle of the floor. Sudbeck a little bit tardy on that one. She's into the net. I think the point there is going to Royal Valley. And it is. So it makes it 23-20, Nemaha Central, with Klotz now back to serve it, left to right. Spins it in the left, lifts and fires it through, right to Honeyman. Holthaus sets it up, Dollinghouse a look, is it in? No, it's out. But I think there might have been a deflection call, and a late change gives the point to Nemaha Central, and it is now match point for the Thunder for a semifinal berth tomorrow. Here's Sudbeck trying to put it away. Sends the serve to Klotz. Here's Blackwood. Sets it up front right. Truly Jim gets a big point for the Panthers. 24-21. Well, Jim now with a big time serve coming up here. 24-21. Does get it across. Nemaha Central setting. Pushing it back. Garrity firing and a little bit too strong. 24-22. Well, the late push for Royal Valley didn't come up positive in the first set. They have a little bit of a surge here, 3 of 4 and 4 of 6. And that will end it as Jim misfires on the serve into the net. And Nemaha Central survives it and will advance to the semifinals tomorrow, regardless of what happens in the nightcap. So Nemaha Central will keep their season alive for one more day. It's a 25-21. 25-22 win over Big East League opponent in Royal Valley. A final timeout. We'll come back and wrap this show up right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fall means cooler temperatures and less grass for your cattle. Tubs are a great way to utilize available forages. If you need a tub to fit into your program, be sure to come in and see us here at Jackson Farmers. During the month of October, we'll have some great savings on all protein, mineral, and even horse tubs. Call us today, visit us online at jacksonfarmers.com, or come in to one of our four locations in Holton, Lancaster, Effingham, or Meriden. We are your locally owned partners here at Jackson Farmers.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, our fifth consecutive match of the night. It comes to an end. Nemaha Central sweeping Royal Valley. It was close in both, but the Thunder holding on 25-21. And 25-22, the start of this five-match stretch seems like a very long time ago, in which Nemaha Central started it out with a sweep over Beloit, 27-25 and 25-17. Royal Valley then followed with their first match against the top seed in Halstead. Dragons swept the Panthers, 25-15, 25-21. After that, it was Beloit against Royal Valley. Both sets close, but the Trojans beating the Panthers, 25-22 and 25-23. And then it was Halstead, of course, close over Nemaha Central, 25-21 and 25-23. And then the final one here, Big East League opponents, again, Nemaha Central, 25-21, 25-22 over Royal Valley. So again, we're trying to figure out potential tiebreakers here. If Beloit were to beat Halstead here, we're still trying to ultimately figure out. So, again, I might have been a little bit too tardy to the party in terms of Nemaha Central getting in. We got the coaches next to us trying to figure it out, so hopefully we can get an idea of it. But, again, it's been a long and lengthy day. So the Thunder, again, going 2-1 in pool play. Royal Valley will finish 0-3. But, again, all of their matchups, besides really the Halstead one, was competitive. They were right there with Beloit in both sets. They were right there with Nemaha Central in both sets as well. But again, Halstead sitting here at 2-0 will take on Beloit at 1-1. So again, we are kind of listening over here to figure out some tiebreaker scenarios here. We still got a lot to dissect, so it all really depends on this final match. If Halstead wins, Nemaha Central is for sure in. Because Halstead would go 3-0, and then Nemaha Central would be 2-1, and Beloit would be 1-2. But again, if Beloit were to win, we would have a three-way tie with Halstead, Beloit, and the Thunder all sitting at 2-1. So we are trying to dissect it. Stay up to date with us, msesports.net. And again, it won't matter. If Halstead wins, Nemaha Central is in, but things could get interesting with the tiebreaker scenario if Beloit were to beat Halstead in this final match of the night. Well, we will get that information out to you as soon as we can, whether it's on our Twitter/X page or msesports.net. We'll get it all figured out, but nonetheless, a fantastic night of volleyball here, and we will keep you up to date. Obviously, if Nemaha Central is in tomorrow, we will have those broadcasts for you right here starting at 1 o'clock for semifinal action. For Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tem, and hang with us. Hopefully, we're back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to a wild night of volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.